you think it's recording?
Let me see. Clock's ticking. We're good. We're okay. Live. How are you all?
Good. This is the planning committee for Kirby on Thursday, October 2nd. So, here we go. Agenda.
Can I pass these ones out? The draft of last meeting minutes?
Yes. We need to approve the September meeting minutes.
I just have a question that
please.
Amanda, who's the what's her
position? Admin.
Thank you.
Yep, no worries.
She had asked me to bring a question to the meeting for tonight.
Cool.
Regarding a property.
Okay.
Do you want me to just go now? Start asking.
Sure, why not?
Okay. So I'm not sure the whole story, but she was sharing that Marla had gone and taken pictures of a property that the people have only been paying taxes on the land, and within the last 10 years, so there's been, apparently there's a structure on it that people are been staying in for 10 years, but there's never been any permits to build anything. And they're paying taxes on just the land, not the property. I mean, not the building. And how should we move to resolve that?
Where is it?
Mud Hollow Road.
Why is Mud Hollow Road always comes up?
I don't know. But apparently it's like there's an I don't go out there very often, so I'm not too familiar with it. But she said, if you're driving down the road, you just keep going straight. I guess there's a Y somewhere and stay to the left.
Okay.
And it's on the left, I think. I don't know if you know where that is or
I can't picture it, but I think as you go up like Mud Hollow, there's that really sharp, like steep. I think there's like 3 or 4 houses up. I forget the name of that.
Yeah.
But the majority of people live like.
Okay, so it's continued on,
you know,
that end.
Okay.
The main route would be going, you know, it all dead ends anyway, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said Marla's.
But I don't know the property.
Pictures of it, so I'm not sure where that lies, so. And I don't know when she took those pictures, if it was a while ago or if it was recent.
Okay.
So I figured I'll just bring it here, but I don't know. I don't know what to do with that.
Do you want to go through in order, or do you want to just?
Yeah, I just want to. Let's finish this, and then we'll do the we'll do the minutes.
Okay.
But we'll talk about this.
Okay.
Input.
I would say that we have Marla pass us the pictures.
Okay.
So we are just gathering information, and maybe we can also ask Aaron for. Like the owners of the property. So maybe she has a contact, like an email or a phone number. So we can call them and just say, hey, you know, this usually has been our way, is like, we're a small town, we're neighborly, like, we don't want to start out with a violation letter. We call and say, hey, like, it's come to our attention. There's a, you know, a structure on the property. It appears someone's living there. Like, and we just want to clarify, you know, what is the building? And is someone living there, and just go from there. Like,
okay.
Like that would be probably how I would have done it.
Yep.
As well. Like just to gather information first, not like trying to raise alarms.
Right.
And then just say, okay, so now that we know you have a structure and you have people living there, like you realize you need ABC, and then we start to like figure out how we can get them doing it properly, and if there's other issues, then we can just figure out if we need meetings to.
And that would be Amanda who would.
Sure.
Talk to them.
I mean, it could be, or like, I mean.
Or I could, or.
I guess like when I was like doing it, I would just communicate with Amanda and just say like,
okay.
Are you comfortable to do it? And if not, like, I wouldn't mind to call them and just say like, or maybe both of us if they're kind of being like
right.
hard to contact.
Okay.
So I think like whatever way, like if you're comfortable to do it,
okay.
if you're not, like I wouldn't mind to call them.
Do the listers need to be involved?
I'm sorry?
Do the listers need to be involved? Should they go
I don't
and assess
know.
The property?
I don't know the answer to that.
So I feel like for our part.
Do this first?
Well, our part is like, you know,
right.
permits and
okay.
then we can begin to figure out what the issues are.
All right.
And probably
I
like Marla
there.
Needs to also share that with the listers and whatever info we get, we could tell them like, here's what we've, you know, learned about this property.
Okay.
But I think for our part, it's only, it doesn't meet the regs.
Right.
So we could collaborate a little, but I don't know. I don't
okay.
want to figure out back taxes.
Then you got to figure out easements too. How
yeah.
the structure is from the property line. What type of improvements? Mud Hollow has no power up there, right?
They do. I don't know
yeah.
how far up
I mean,
this place is.
Do they have a well? Do they have
yeah,
a septic?
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
Is the house wired?
Because if they don't have septic, then what are they doing? And that goes
yeah.
to the state. That's not even.
Oh yeah.
You know, we might pass it to them. But yeah.
Okay.
So I think just gather information at
okay.
this point.
Okay.
If you, if Amanda wants to call him, if you not, if you do, like I don't mind to do it either.
Okay.
But.
Okay. Well, we'll gather information and then
go from there.
Yeah, and thanks.
Yep.
For delivering that. Minutes.
Right.
Did everybody read it? And do we have an approval and a second? Oh, maybe Annie didn't make it tonight because she hasn't had time to work on that document.
It looks good to me.
Is that a move to approval?
I didn't want to rush it, but yeah, when you guys are ready, I would move
I'll
to
second
approve.
It.
Okay.
Are you guys?
I'm in favor.
Yep. Same here.
All in favor?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Okay, so we've received almost 50 surveys. And so I am going, this is the plan. Tell me what you guys think. I'm going to come in next week and Aaron and I are going to scan it into one document. I've got hay in my eyes. Sorry. And then I'm going to send it. David has AI, and that this is what AI is really good at, making a compilation of what's what everybody has said and making it into one document. So is it okay with everybody if that's the way we proceed? Hopefully that'll be
yeah.
done by yeah. our November.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good to me.
Okay. So, then we can incorporate the survey information into the town plan update. And I'm curious as to what everybody thinks the way to do that is. I think it would be really good to have kind of an addendum with the survey.
It could be like one of the exhibits.
Yeah.
No? Like,
I think it would be
I'm
really
sure
good.
AI for some of the questions could make it into a graph for
yeah.
some that are like easier to
I think so.
Categorize? Or?
Because then, that wasn't my phone, was it?
No, it was mine. I just shut it off.
Okay.
I mean, turn the volume. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm only checking to see when that picture comes in. So.
Yeah, do.
I'll share with
so,
you.
So, that's what I was thinking. I think it would be easier for us to do that, and I was thinking that it would be one place where everybody could read what was said publicly.
Okay.
I think if we tried to... I think if we tried to incorporate it into the plan, we'd kind of lose the survey, what everybody was putting into the survey.
Yeah, for sure. Some of those questions that are like increase, decrease, stay the same, like those would be nice little graphable sort of charts in a way that could be.
It seems from what I've seen, and there are about 6 or 7 more in there if anybody is curious about them. What I've seen is that a lot of people are tired of second homes. A lot of people are tired of the, well, there's a majority, well, I'm not sure if it's a majority. People are upset about, not upset, concerned about the Ridge Road building.
What do you mean by the building? Like just the development there? Okay, gotcha.
And I totally hear them. But what do
I mean,
we do?
No, I hear it.
Increase it to 10 acres, but the lot size, but that is not, I mean, that's one thing that might be done, but that is not, does not have a lot of power behind it. And the other thing is that I'm not sure if that's fair because it'll just make it so expensive and elitist for everybody. Mm-hmm. And and that does not feel good.
The other, like, I don't know, just not, it's not like devil's advocate, but it makes me wonder, like, which people, I'm guessing it's people that just moved there. And now they're like, wait, there's other people. And it's like, well, you're one of the people that moved here. Like, yeah, you know, it's kind of right. Like, you know, I don't know. Like,
that's true. Yeah.
Like if you're, if you live there and you're like, man, there's so many people here now. It's like, well, it's kind of like, you know, we're all part of the recipe there.
Right. We are part of the recipe.
So it's hard. It's interesting, but it's like, it's also hard to say, like, from that. I guess if you looked at, like, because I don't know if they identified, like.
Everybody identified, you know, themselves.
Yeah. So you could see, like, oh, you know, you live right in the middle of it, but you're one of those houses that used to be a hayfield, and now, you know.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I totally hear you.
But it's good information. We could, like, I know we had talked about doing some hearings, public hearings with the, I mean, every one of our meetings is public.
I know.
So anybody could come and opine on this, but, you know, even if we threw out the 10-acre thing, like, we don't pass it.
No.
The town would have to pass it.
Right.
So it might.
We can
we could propose
recommendation
it.
And then, but it comes to a vote somewhere, right?
Okay. Right.
Yeah. I think the last time we did this plan, like, we had it, I think we finished it up sometime around November, so that when people were voting, that was part of the whole thing, was like there was a separate sheet for voting on, do you, which of these proposals do you vote we should adopt and not. And
our next meeting is on election day, but I don't think we have anything.
I don't think
going
there's any
for election.
There's not a lot of elections this
right,
year.
Right, right. So. And so I'm hoping that this can be pushed to town meeting.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think so too. Okay. Anything else on the surveys?
I have the. Oh, here it is. She sent it to me. Perfect. All right. So. Just a brief thing with him. I think it was, I'm going to forget what page it was on. I think it was on like page 17. I don't have my town plan doc.
Oh, I have.
It was the education intro. I'm going to guess it was page 7.
Page 15, education.
Oh, 15, sorry.
Facilities plan, is that what you were thinking?
Yep, so my dad read through, because he's on the school board. Yep, thanks. So he just read through, like, the intro, and I think that's where I had put the note of, like, you know, just ask him to update it. But he read through the whole thing, and basically his comments were just, I'll read what I wrote here. Putting a line, maybe like, because we have this in recent decades, putting like, as of July 2018, Kirby is part of the NEK Choice School District, a regional district for pre-K through 12th grade, high school, whatever, 12th grade students. Just factually.
Right.
That's our new district since 2018.
Okay, and where...
I have that... I don't know. It could be... It's actually here. Wait, it's already there. What is it? Did he just tell me that part that's already in there? It's already there, actually. So I don't know why he told me to write that. Do you see it in that last line of this? As of... I guess from that.
No, I don't.
It is,
where is it?
Right, 2018. As of 2018, we're part of the NEK School Choice. Here you go.
Oh.
So that part's in there. So I guess what he
told
me is, like, we could, if we want, we could name. I think there's 10 towns that are part of it, and the number of students. Which he told me it's around 300 students. He could get that information.
300 students?
In the whole district of the 10 towns. So there's
300,
like,
students, that's all?
Yeah. Because, like, I think, like, you know, a lot of them are, there's, like, what, East Haven is one. There's not a lot of students from there. Like Canaan and some other towns, like small towns, you know, where there's like very, like 10 kids or something. I don't even know. But he said that of the roughly 300 students in our, like, sort of district, Kirby has about half of those students.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have around, I forget, we have that number in our thing.
Wow.
I think. Yeah.
That's a big,
like, school
age kids.
That's a
big number.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, and then he was talking about, and we already said the same last meeting, that, like, the new, whatever the new districts, but even the government doesn't know yet what those are going to be, so, like...
Yeah, there's something in the paper today, right? I think.
I haven't seen
you
it,
You haven't
no.
had time to look.
But we could just say, like, there's been some recent statewide policy changes that, you know, are still taking shape or something like that. Like, it's fairly neutral and it's...
Right.
Factual, you know. His thing, I guess, like, I don't know if this is something we want to include in there, was that as it is now, like, Kirby, because we have, like, half of the number of students in the district, I guess we have a little more, I don't know if I'm phrasing it the way he did, but, like, we have more control over our district. Whereas if we then become part of a huge district,
we won't.
We're gonna get, like, one seat.
Yeah.
On a board that's, like, covers, like, three counties or, you know, something
like
that.
Yeah, aren't they planning on 5?
That's what I had remembered hearing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I remember hearing.
Yeah, so if they start grouping it, like, into bigger parts, then we'll have less representation, like. Than we have now.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Is he for that?
I think he is. I mean, that's what he said, that right now the school board is, like, working to, like, basically to communicate to the legislature that, like, they don't they're trying to push back a little on some of this, what's the word? Centralization,
yeah,
and things like that, you know? I guess that's the position that the district school board is taking.
Is to push back a bit.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I
we could. I'm sure he would come by some evening if you guys want to hear more or whatever. But
I think it's fascinating, yeah, personally. But
I don't. I mean, they do their school board meetings, but they do them. They're usually like in a different town, I think. Because,
oh, really? Each time or something? I was just looking for. Lights.
Or maybe like I want to say he goes to like Guildhall or somewhere a lot because it's like central for like the guys up in the top corner. You know, in Essex, mm-hmm, and then so they kind of they come down a little, and he goes up. But so yeah, it might be harder to attend one of their meetings,
right.
But
okay,
I'm sure he wouldn't mind to come and talk to you guys if it's something you guys want to know more about.
I would certainly like to learn more about it. But, so. Did he read the rest of it too and feel like it was okay, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't I told him we were my like quick thing with him was that we were just trying to like take out information that isn't as relevant now. Like I remembered we had like some comparison that was like homes or population in 1970, and I was like, I know we've been trying to compare more with like the 2010 surveys,
right,
or the 2010 census, not
right,
not like 2020 to 1970, because that's right, not even,
yeah,
it's not even the same world anymore.
It's not like, even remotely the same.
So he didn't have a lot there. I just told him we were trying to just like, you know,
okay,
just trying to like get it to a more usable plan. Not as much of a history document, but I don't know. Like,
so, because there's a lot of history here.
There is, yeah.
And I wonder about keeping that in.
So that's what he asked me. He was like, well, what's the purpose of the plan? And I just told him our first sentence of it here on the front page is our primary purpose of the town plan is to guide decisions and actions that affect the community. The plan draws on history, examines recent development trends, and highlights goals. So that's like, we can keep history, of course, but just trying to balance like
right,
what's still relevant and
I
not.
I know.
So.
I mean,
we could read through that part again, and if there's parts that you guys are like,
let's do
curious,
that now.
Then I can,
because
yeah. If you want to mark it, I'll take a picture,
okay,
since I don't have mine, and then I can just tell him, like, you know, ask his opinion on some part or other.
I think that his suggestion to name the 10 towns is a good one,
mm-hmm,
and that's approximately 300 students, which is amazing to me.
Yeah.
But I think that would be...
And maybe that could be like, I'm sure the school board has compiled plenty of information that we could just be like, do you guys have a sort,
yeah,
of a fact sheet,
right,
that we could attach into our exhibits and just be like number of students in, even if it's just for this year, like,
okay,
average cost of tuition. Because like obviously I think for Kirby it might be different than for whatever the other sending towns are.
Right.
Just so we can kind of compare.
Oh.
Like,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. On page 16,
oh, do they have them listed?
They are listed.
Oh.
It was a little late last night. He might have missed it, and I
Bloomfield, Brunswick.
He had my copy, so I was just like
East Haven. So actually, I could go on the website and double check these. It looks like 9.
Is Kirby on there too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Leamington.
10. Yeah, there is
Leamington. Yeah, okay.
But then it also says, and then Canaan also received approval from their district, so.
If I remember right, and I probably don't, but I think he said, like, there's, or at some point, I don't know currently, but, like, there was a town that was literally had one student.
Really?
Yeah, just because there's just not, way up in the corner, there's just not a lot of people.
And yeah.
Not a lot of young people.
I don't even
people.
Know where Leamington is. Do you, Jerry?
I don't know, actually.
Leamington? Yeah.
I don't know where
it is. I actually just drove through there this past weekend.
Oh, really?
To get to Canaan.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
How is it? L-O-O-M?
No. L-E-M-I-N-G-T-O-N.
L-E-N?
L-E-M.
M.
Leamington.
A population of 86.
Maybe there's one student there.
But yeah, it's like, yeah. Then it's easier to see how we, but that also speaks to, like, if people are like, there's too many houses and there's too much traffic, like, being in this district is bringing those people here. People aren't moving to Leamington because it's so far away. But
it
we
is,
are,
Barry.
We're close enough to, like, a couple of, like, those central areas, whatever we were talking about last time, like...
Right, of course.
That's the good and the bad of it, man.
Right.
Move here so your kid can go to whatever school, there's going to be a little more traffic now.
Yeah.
Like, you're not the only one that wants that.
Yeah, you're totally right.
It's just... 86 people.
Well... So,
I was just looking up to see how many students were.
It looks like, so the history obviously is valuable to keep in, because that's part of the point of the document. Do we have historical review of educational expenses chart, exhibit 9. Do you guys have that? I don't.
I remember our exhibit stopped at like 7, didn't they, or something like that?
Yeah,
I don't have it with me.
I have a note that we made. It just says to update the chart.
To update the chart.
Update.
I remember we looked a bunch for that one exhibit, and the last one we had was like the...
I know.
It was like
know.
Exhibit 12 or something,
yeah.
And we only had up to 11, so we were like...
Yeah. Okay, so does anybody have anything that needs to be changed? Do you think on under history, the first paragraph?
Do you mind if I just snap a picture of that and I can read along with you guys?
So I have notes that we must have discussed prior, because it says, is it just, because, so there's that section where...
I did have notes too, yeah.
So in recent decades, Kirby's student enrollment numbers have risen, and then we decided to change gradually to continually.
Yes, I have that.
With some of the increase due to the statewide preschool requirements, and then some, I would imagine it was Marty who mentioned this, because it says, is it just preschool? Look to see if it's others. Is there other requirements? And I think that's where the conversation with, I need to look,
Martin.
Check in, we asked to have him check with his father.
Do you know if there are?
So if there's an increase in more than preschool requirements.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I can ask about it.
I wonder if I can get that off the website.
2016 is so long ago, it makes me wonder if they're gone already, those same requirements, you know?
Right.
Like, things have drastically changed.
Right.
Support for children and families is...
I wonder...
Being revoked.
I wonder... So who wrote this in the first place? Was it your mom?
I have no idea, honestly. In 2016, She was on the board. I think I started on the board around then, and I think Ben Merkin was the chairperson. It was Ben, my mom, Ted DeMeo, what's her name? Karen Moore.
Oh.
Marla's husband, Eric, was on there. I think that was everybody. I don't know. Might have been one more I'm missing. But.
Okay.
But, yeah, because we would have written that in
2019 or 2020. Yeah, 20. Okay. I think what I'll do is I'll talk to Aaron about it next week when we're doing all the scanning for the surveys. Is your father still teaching?
He works at LI. He's like a one-on-one guy.
Teacher. The other person I might ask is Tim Thompson. Because he's been on the was on the board forever.
Yeah, he just retired from it, right?
Yeah.
Like this year.
Yeah. Other ideas, you guys?
I don't have any.
For finding out about that info?
Yeah, and just that whole section. I just don't know enough about it to be able to. Because it really is, I think, from what I remember, and maybe Annie the next time will have a better idea of where we're lacking information, but I believe that it's the education part that is the biggest hole.
My only thought on it, sorry, it's a little off from what you were just saying, but like we're saying here that the recent enrollment is due to preschool requirements. I don't think that's why we're seeing the increase anymore. I think now it's because of school choice in Kirby. You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. So I just think if we're going to
mention... Take out that line?
Yeah, take it out or it's not... I mean, the majority of our students are not preschool age anymore.
Not.
So I don't. It's not due to that. So either eliminate it or change it to say...
I would eliminate it.
Yeah. Like, it's definitely due to school choice.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's definitely due to school
choice. It's not a state law or whatever, national, whatever that is.
Yeah.
So I think I would take that out.
Okay.
But yeah, the specifics regarding blah, 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 like we should figure out... I can ask my dad if they have... Do you guys have an Exhibit 9 in those?
No, I don't have an Exhibit 9.
So I can just ask him if they have like a fact sheet about population numbers, tuition, total expenses, because those are all listed right there, and we can have an Exhibit 9, right? That line that you just were reading.
Took out?
Well, no, just the next one where it says specifics regarding
student population numbers.
Student population, tuition, and total expenses. So we could get those numbers.
We can update that, yeah.
So we could still have an exhibit that shows those three things.
Okay.
And if there's other data points that we want to include.
Okay.
Yeah. But I just don't think that it's any more due to some preschool thing.
I don't either. Preschool testing.
So this is Exhibit 9. This was the Marla.
Is that what's that?
Didn't she give us this last week? I mean last
last month.
Can I ask you a question? I'm not trying to be like, you know.
Sure. Ask
away. Why do you want to take out, what, like, I'm curious, why would we take out due to statewide but not change it to due to school choice? You know what I mean?
Because I think it's a, well, that's a very good question. To me, it's just a given.
No, I know, but I mean, it's our history. Like, right. And it says Kirby is part of the Kingdom Choice District, and our numbers have risen due to us being in that district. So I think factual, like, I understand people will have their own slant, like pro or anti the choice thing. But if we just say numbers have continually risen due to Kirby being part of the choice district.
Yeah, yeah.
That's factual.
Yeah,
and true. People are going to like it or hate it, but right. It's factual, you know? So
you're
totally
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine.
I know we're not trying to be like leaning one way or the other, but it does seem like
no, it's totally
clear.
You're totally right.
So would you guys be all right with changing we could even say with some of the increase due to, like, we're not even laying it all on that. Like, some people might be moving and having kids here because it's where they grew up or because they like it or something. But for sure, some is due to the school choice thing.
In recent decades, Kirby's student enrollment numbers have continually risen with some of the increase due to school choice.
I think that would be, you know, enough said, right? Like, mm-hmm. And then we could have some specifics about population, tuition, and expenses.
Yes.
Okay.
And I do not see an Exhibit 9.
It's this one here. It's got the graph.
Thank you, Linda.
Because then, this is a little history part, the next one. Decades, closing the Brookside, students had the choice. So it's kind of like explaining why choice was important, maybe, because it goes back.
So was Brookside the name of the school?
I actually don't know Brookside.
That's what it says in here.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, where. I don't know Brookside. All I know is South Kirby School.
Yeah, that's the only one I know of.
Brookside.
But it says yeah. Brookside in here.
It would be if it's it would be where Dan Houghton
lives. That yeah. Schoolhouse.
Yeah.
Where's that? Is that this?
It's on Brookside Road.
That's like off Ridge Road then.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there must have been a school here or there. There must have been a Mud Hollow school.
It's an old schoolhouse he lives in.
Nice.
Oh, interesting.
He raises hogs, and he's an interesting man. Have you ever met him before?
Oh, yeah.
He's a good guy.
I ride my horse past him all the time.
Yeah, whenever I have to move my goats, he always lets me borrow his trailer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You move them to where?
Oh, for breeding purposes. That's all. Years ago, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that was closed in the 70s.
I will ask because I think there might be more to that, like when Brookside closed, but also when like...
What, South Kirby?
Well, I had assumed that's why, because Brookside was like, well, it's easier to go to Linden. And South Kirby side was like, it's easier to go that way. And so, because the mountain road used to close.
I know Willie's daughters, they went to school there, and I know Neil Stump McFarland, he went to school there, you know. And
like Elba and Susan Willie?
Their daughter went to school there.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because I was always a little upset when my kids were school age. The kids on this side got busing. The kids on that side got nothing.
Yep.
Really?
And I bet you it was like, because a lot of kids, even when I grew up, like here, a lot of the kids that were my age went to Concord.
Yeah.
And I bet the Mud Hollow kids went to St. Jay. And the North Kirby kids went to Linden.
Yeah.
So that's, like, I think there's more to that.
Do you think it's important to put it in?
I think it geographically explains, so people aren't like, why are we school choice? It's like, because there's three sort of parts of town.
And it's no wonder also that people build more on this end too, probably. I don't know.
I think there's more land on this side of town.
Yeah. More available land, yeah, I would think.
I mean, I'm afraid, but I think South Kirby's going to start to look like Ridge Road in the next 10 to 20 years.
Up there by the dairy farms.
I mean, I think
Oh, wait, did I hear that the wood, they're, it's for sale? The wood farm?
I haven't heard that.
No, well, so Rodney sold his cows, like, last year. So he's only doing this and that on his, he has a lot of land.
Yeah.
Taylor sold their cows. They have a lot of land. And then Dennis Wood just sold his cows. But his son Mike is still operating. So Dennis had some animals and Mike had some.
Yeah.
And Mike's doing it with the creamery and...
Yeah.
Kingdom Creamery.
Yeah, yeah.
Becca Coastlunch.
Yeah, exactly. His wife. And so they're going up, they're keeping on going. But two of the three farms have no cows anymore.
No, I heard this.
And Rodney's in his mid-70s at least, like the Taylor guys, they're done. They're doing other stuff, you know. They still do a little, you know, sugaring and
some haying. So unless they just transfer that land from family to you know, keep it in the family, eventually that'll probably get broken up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, the valley's going to look quite different.
Yeah.
I mean, sooner or later, sadly, but that's...
5-acre lots.
Yeah.
Oh. Ouch.
Yep. But it does, I think it does help to give context of why we're choice.
Yeah.
Because I remember the road commissioner literally dropping a tree across by Kirby Pond. And he's like, see you next spring. we're not maintaining the road.
Right.
And I just think about that now, like, people would be so righteous about, oh.
Why? Why did he do that?
Because it was too much to maintain it then. It was too expensive. Like,
when was that?
That was, like, 20 years ago. They used to just, like, drop a tree on the south side and drop one, like, at the foot of the mountain here. And it was, like, go around.
It used to not connect years ago, you know. There was.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people come from Route 2 over.
Yep. And that's why, like, this side is Linden Electric, and that side
is Green Mountain Power.
Is Mud Hollow Green Mountain?
Green Mountain Power.
Are you Green Mountain? No, you're
off grid. You guys are off grid, right?
Off grid, yeah. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah. Really?
But that, I mean, it explains all of those little splits within our community, because it's just the way you faced. You had to go there. So I wouldn't mind to ask, like, I could ask some of the old-timers over there, like, when did the South Kirby School close? Mm-hmm. So we could put that in, because I'm sure it's got to be.
Yeah, why wasn't that mentioned?
It's got to be around the same time.
They mentioned Brookside, but not that one.
Right.
North Kirby, how dare you? No.
Okay, that would be great if you would ask.
All right.
So this might be a stupid question, but in looking at Exhibit 9, what does total receipts mean? It has total enrollment, total receipts, and total tuitions. And I only see two lines, and they're all, well, it's probably
there was probably a partial, yeah.
But what does that mean, total receipts?
I could only guess at that. My guess would be someone that was partially enrolled. Like at Linden, we have kids who are like homeschooled, but they come for
An
auto class. Or they come, you know, if they come for like part of the day, then they're enrolled, they can do sports, they can participate.
Okay.
Actually, a lot of soccer guys over the years have been like, one guy would come for like theater, but then he was enrolled, he could play soccer. Another guy came for bike tech, and he could play, you know, so it was like, all right.
Okay.
Maybe those are the receipts. I don't know. I can ask about that if you want.
I'm going to ask Aaron that too.
Okay.
So as many people as can be asked.
Yeah, because that must still be the same.
That will be the same. Yeah. We just have to bring it up to date. And I have to find out. It's all black, so yeah. Okay. So I think the fourth paragraph looks good to me, except we were wondering about the word choice for positive. In the Northeast Kingdom, there were school closings and mergers with most of the these changes. This is Act 46 that we're working on, leading to ? Results for the children and families impacted. Were they positive results?
I think that was the question, because that was part of the survey, right? Was like,
no,
it wasn't part of it.
No. I don't think it was.
Yeah, I don't know. That's hard to say. You would think so, but also, you know, if the results were so positive, why do most families in our town not send their kids to one of the public schools? You know what I mean? If they're so positive results, why does everyone want to go to Riverside then instead of a public school?
Does Kirby? So if there's a student living in Kirby and they go to Riverside, does Kirby pay for the whole tuition?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They pay for the whole thing?
Holy yeah.
cows. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how it compares. I don't remember. But I think it's like
it's the
a couple thousand dollars
different. More.
Is it?
Than the
well, yeah, yeah. Like
It's the what is estimated for Vermont children to get educated per capita.
Yeah.
So it's...
I want to say, like, I might have the numbers wrong, but I think it was like $14,000 a year or something for, like, Linden Town School, and I think Riverside was like 16 or 17.
Okay.
But if you have a couple of kids and you got to pay that different... Like, if you live in Linden and you have to pay the $2,000 out of pocket...
That's, the school district, the school will pay for it.
Right, they'll pay that. They'll pay the town's price, the price. 14, and then you pay
the difference.
You pay the difference.
Okay.
And but if Kirby if will pay full price.
If they're in a different town and they want to go to Riverside, they have to prove that Riverside is a better institution or a better place for this child.
Okay.
Which isn't hard to prove. I mean. I don't think.
Probably not. I don't know.
No,
kind of bizarre because most places I live, the state would have a baseline of 12,000 per student. And if the Catholic school was 20,000, you paid the extra amount. And you just got what the state paid.
That's what it is here, too.
Oh, it is?
I might have the numbers wrong, but the formula is like you're saying.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But that's why Kirby is like, I've known many people who are like, I lived in Waterford and... I used to pay this much a year out of pocket, but then they moved here and they're like,
right.
I'm saving, you know,
$5,000
a year or something.
Or
like
something.
Whatever. Yeah. So I don't know, that was a ballpark probably, but.
Yeah. But that is how it works.
Yeah, it's the same as what you're saying. And
yeah.
I don't know. If you took 150 kids times what? Even let's say $3,000 difference, right?
Yeah.
It's not like. Crazy money back, you know? But we wouldn't have as many people moving here if there wasn't choice.
Right.
I don't know. That's where it gets back to, like, people complaining about traffic. It's like, you're getting more from the town, mm-hmm. you know? So.
It's always controversial.
Yes, it is.
It is always controversial.
Were you guys at town meeting, like, I think it was 2 years ago when Dana was talking about, she was updating about the kingdom, what's the internet?
Oh, the internet thing? Yeah.
And she was updating everyone, and she's like, we estimate by 2029, like, every house in whatever part of Kirby will have cable internet. And I remember this one lady, I don't know who it was, but an old lady, who goes, I won't be alive then. Oh my God, I died. I was like, if you've lived this long without cable internet, like, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Like, good God. But she's like, I'm not even going to be alive. I'm like, you'll be fine. Oh man, that was great. I'll never forget that.
Okay, I think we can do some more work. So if you'll on this, I think that I'm going to have Tim Thompson go over this too.
I still think maybe we consider like taking out that last part that says most changes lead to positive results, just because we're not taking a stand.
Right.
On many controversial things. So
right.
Why weigh in here, you know? There's not data to prove that it was. Like, I would imagine that it was mostly positive. But, like, I don't know.
I think.
Why throw our hat in the ring on something that we can't prove anyways? Like,
and it is controversial. The whole school thing is controversial. I mean, I just... Poor Erin. She's afraid she's going to lose her house with Kirby. Okay, so does anybody have a problem with me presenting some of this to Tim Thompson?
No.
Okay. So I think we're, other than that, I think we're at a fairly good place with the town plan, depending upon what Annie comes up with.
Right.
Okay.
Does the education part continue on the back, though?
Yeah, it does.
Is there much there or no?
No, not a lot. Okay. It's planning for the future.
All right.
So
it just names, like, the school, the towns. I know we already read over this part anyway.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Assured the rates are secure for a maximum or minimum shift of 5% for the next 4 years. I think this is why I think Tim would be a good person to show it to. Because I just don't know the answer. Exhibit 8.
Yeah, I think he's very knowledgeable about it. I also, like, the only part of me that hesitates is, like, he literally owns the school, you know? So he's not an unbiased, like... You know what I mean? Like,
well,
for sure his opinion should be incorporated here, but I'm saying, like, we shouldn't count him as, like, this is our source, because, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I do, but he doesn't have anything to do with Riverside.
Yeah, it has.
I mean, it has
the appearance of a conflict.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying that he's going to do anything unethical. I'm just saying, like, when you ask the guy who owns it, and started it, like...
Well, started it, not owns it.
I mean, but... He's been... Anyways. I think he's a good person to ask. He knows as much as anyone about it.
And then if he comes back with things that don't feel right...
The only reason I'm saying that is because I think we should try to be as neutral as possible.
I completely agree.
Like, I don't have any, like, lack of faith in what he'll say. I just think we should just try to keep it to the...
I will also say that to him.
Yeah, yeah.
That we need to be neutral.
Yeah, we're just presenting as factual as we can.
Okay.
And, yeah, that was my only reason for mentioning it.
Okay. That's a fair...
Because also, like, mentioned. My dad's worked for a long time on it, like, but I don't agree with everything that he's, like, doing with it. Like, the most of it I agree with. Like, I think everything he does, like, the same with Tim, is good faith.
Right.
They want to do what's best.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I just think we should just try to, like, keep it, like, here's what we can show. Like, that's all I'm saying. If there's charts of positive impacts, let's do it. Reading scores went up, or what, you know, whatever it is, like, okay. Mm-hmm. But if it's just sort of, you know, anecdotal, we can keep it to factual.
It has to be neutral. I agree.
That's all.
Okay. I have a couple of other things. There's, you guys can read this. This is a senior at St. John's Way Academy who's conducting a project on the environmental, economic, and community impacts of redeveloping closed recreational properties in Vermont. I don't know if this is a female or male. Focusing specifically on the potential reopening of the golf course near Kirby. Given your role, this was written to Aaron. Given your role and expertise in town administration, record management, and public process, your insights are invaluable to this study. They're writing to respectfully request a brief interview to discuss the procedural aspects of such a project. My questions focus on topics relevant to your office, such as the required permitting and licensing process for a reopened business, relevant zoning ordinances or land use regulations, the formal process for collecting and addressing public input on a major town matter. And she said there's no way she's going to be interviewed because she doesn't know the answers to all those questions. The question to you guys is, does anybody know the answers to those questions? And is there someone we can suggest to this young person?
I would
person?
Suggest they reach out to the zoning.
We are zoning.
I'm not zoning.
Sorry.
I was waiting.
Wait a minute. Okay, sorry. Yep, now I can't think of what they're called. I'm literally drawing a blank.
Selectmen?
Thank you, selectmen. Okay. Yes. Only because I remember, so when they built the country club, we got a letter from the town because our property abuts that. So we were all asked to come in if we had any issues with it, to come in and talk about it. So I figured they would have some answers to some of this anyways.
You got a letter from the selectmen?
Yes. I think I still have it somewhere. Or maybe it was the zoning now that I'm thinking. No, maybe it's the zoning. I think it was zoning. Never mind. Scratch that.
That's okay.
But the golf course that used to be over there in Route 2.
Yes. Yep.
What about Amanda? Has she been doing her job for a while? No.
Maybe 2 years. 2 years, maybe.
I think it's great the kid's curious about all this. My only thought is, like, first you got to own the land, you know? Like,
right.
The town doesn't have any...
They don't have a dog in that hunt.
No.
Basically, what they have to do is contact the owner of the said property and
Right. What
happened. Why did you go out of business? Oh, it was not profitable? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why would you want to go down that rabbit hole of... You know, too many hypotheticals.
Right.
Well, don't they have a golf club, right, at the school?
So, yeah, they do.
They do.
Yep.
Do they have a regular place where they go play?
I would imagine.
Or do they go to the St. Johnsbury Country Club?
They used to go to St. Johnsbury Country Club. They don't go. Now they go up to Orleans because LI does too.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Why do they go to that?
Because St. Johnsbury.
Well, maybe they're looking to reopen that specifically for that.
It could be.
The
kid is unaware of all the other pieces in motion, like with the subdivision and everything yeah. that's the I mean, property Heath, owner's doing now.
Like, doesn't Heath own all that?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why, like, I think there was some personnel issues between the club, the new owners.
Yeah, apparently the club doesn't.
They lost a lot of members. There was some, like I said, I don't know the details, but yeah, it didn't go well. And both LI and St. J both moved their golf.
Which is a real shame. There's a bunch of people that come up to the Village Inn and play every year, and they don't go to St. J. Country Club anymore.
Yeah. They should write to St. J. And they should just reopen that.
They should.
Not reopen, but like, they need some
fix whatever it
new
is
life in that. Whatever, you know. I would direct them that way instead, because this is a non-issue now. I mean, I think if the kid was really curious, we could be like, yo, look at the regs page. These are the permitted uses. Like, okay. But beyond that, like you said, every permit is going to be unique.
Everything's, yep.
Every issue with neighbors will raise different issues that, you know, it might be all good and it might be like a little battle of...
At 250, development. Let's mix that in, you know?
Right. I mean. It's fascinating, the kids into it, but
well, it may
St.
J. be.
Might be a better place for them to look at.
I mean, I think...
Depending if their goal is to figure out how to, you know, restart a golf course, or I if they're just interested in like,
right.
property law or something.
You know what? I'll
what are they looking for?
I will write something, because Erin said she doesn't want to write something to this person. And I will put something together and just say a private individual has now bought this property and Kirby Golf Course will not be opening. And
yeah, or just tell them that's up to the landowner.
Yeah.
We don't even have to tell them yes or no, but just say that it all begins with the landowner. Here, you could take a picture of our like regs page or give them the website. Just be like, here's permitted uses in a commercial zone, and this is the town's role.
Right.
Like beyond that.
Okay, good. So the other thing is.
Nice that a kid's reaching out though.
I know.
In school to learn about stuff. I teach Vermont history. I should make my kids do something like that. Send the Kirby Planning Board 15 emails about... No, I'm just kidding.
Why isn't the ball field open up on the
mountain reopen
anymore?
Reopen the schoolhouse. The ball field.
My husband's family used to go up there for family reunion back
in
the 70s.
People from all over the place, Every time I drive by it, which is quite often, you know, it's like, wow.
So then the other thing is that I would do this, actually, because I think it was pretty interesting, but I won't be here, which is the reason that we thank you for everybody for changing from Tuesday to Thursday for this week, for this month. Erin has another birthday, but... NVDA will be hosting a training on subdivision regulations on October 7th at 6 p.m. If Kirby is interested in adopting subdivision regulations in the future, I encourage you to register for the training. This is from NVDA, Kathleen at NVDA. I am forwarding you the additional information on the training and the registration link. Please feel free to pass this on to anyone who is interested. Can anybody do that? It is on October 7th. I will be in Maine at 6 p.m.
Oh. I'll be in Killington.
You'll be in Killington.
I'm looking. I'll for sure have practice, if not a game.
Okay. I was thinking about writing to her and just saying, you know, if we had more time to consider something like this,
It must be an annual thing, though.
Yeah, yeah. That we would be, I would be interested in doing this, quite honestly. But I'll just say no one's available to do it.
Yeah, I don't think I can make that.
Okay, I understand.
Ask her, maybe ask her if they have one, like, at another time of year.
I'll write specifically to her.
Yeah, because if they offer it, like, in the winter or the spring, like, one of us might be available then. And it seems like subdivision might come up
at
some point in the future.
Yeah. So I think it might be a valuable thing to do. Anything else? Tuesday, November 4th would be our next meeting, if that's agreeable to everybody.
Election day.
Yeah.
I think it works for me.
Everybody else? Are Tuesdays okay with you, Jamie?
Yeah.
And you, Linda, too?
Yep.
Yeah, you had said it was. Okay. Anything else, you guys?
No.
Does someone want to... Are we going to adjourn?
Well, the only last thing I would say, just to remind, if Amanda's comfortable to contact that landowner,
okay,
and if not, like, if you are, let me know. Whatever, like, I don't mind to make a phone call or send an email and just say we're just trying to collect some info.
Yeah.
But
so, are you willing to ask Amanda that?
I can ask her. Yep.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there. I can send you an email on what she says.
Okay.
Or like, or if she thinks, or we thought it requires like a site visit, like I've gone with Amanda before. Yeah. That way, you know, you're not like wandering onto somebody's land alone.
And it, and especially as a single woman, I think that it's much better to.
Typically, I think her and I have done it like twice, but we don't even.
Yeah.
We usually do a drive-by.
Yeah.
We just drive by because usually you can see what from the road or maybe pull into the driveway, but we're not like snooping.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I would be really grateful if you could.
Yeah, I'm fine
too. I could learn from you, but this is something that I've never.
Yeah, I think her and I, we checked out like the campers.
Yep.
That
yeah,
were up on
yeah,
Mud Hollow.
Yeah.
I was concerned
that.
About that one
yeah.
because I'm like, you're not going up there by yourself. And when she
yeah.
told me that you were going
yeah, I'm
as well,
like,
I'm like, okay.
We're not going to.
As long as
yeah.
you're not by yourself.
Yeah.
No, we.
That was not as a member, but that was as a mother.
Of course.
For sure.
Of
yeah,
course. I totally agree.
So, yeah, just send me a message and okay. we'll find a time.
Okay.
It's pretty easy. Like, it's not a long trip.
Okay.
It's
just, that would be great.
Take a picture to talk to the person if they're around.
Right.
If they're okay. grumpy, just get out of their way.
Get out of there quick.
Yeah.
So you'll talk to Amanda.
Yes.
Linda. And then we'll follow up with Marty.
Sure. I'm fine to do it.
Okay.
Do they live there year-round?
I don't know. I asked, and she says, I don't know. I can't answer that.
But she's noticed that. Or Marla. Marla was the one who took the pictures.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it came from Marla first.
Okay.
And I'm guessing that Marla and Aaron already checked, and there's no permitted structures.
I believe that's correct. I don't know who checked, but yeah.
Right.
Maybe we just double check with Aaron, just because, like, if...
But
somehow it just went from Marla to Amanda.
Right.
Yeah, slipped through the cracks.
Then we won't go bother somebody about.
Yeah, because she said it was. It looked like the. Or she mentioned that the structure had been there for 10 years. I'm like, well, if how would you know it was been there for 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I usually stop in at least once a week to talk to Erin or something. So I'll ask her about this as well. Make double check and see that there's no permits.
And it might be under the square footage too. You never know.
That's true.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah, it might be.
The people doing small houses. What is it, 800 square foot or something?
That they don't need a permit.
If it's less than a 10 by 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less than 100 square feet.
Yeah, so it's 100 square feet. Yeah.
Yeah, so it could be.
Yeah.
honestly.
Yeah, so
do we have,
I didn't know that.
Do we have any regs on that for Kirby?
I don't have my thing, but
we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So less than 100 square feet, you don't need a permit.
Right.
Okay.
Now for the septic and things like that,
you
might if you're not doing like composting or
right.
something, but that would be the state anyways. We would just be like.
Huh, I didn't know that, but that's interesting.
Yeah, because that's why we added, like last year, we added something about, because people were building like little villages of, I think there was one spot that had like several less than 100 foot square.
I'm guilty of a couple, you know.
But I mean like.
They're just like a woodshed, you know, and just
no, of course.
Furniture, you know.
But it was like just trying to be like equitable that.
Mm-hmm.
If I build 100 square foot and I have to get a permit and you build two 90 square foot units like this far apart.
Right.
You know that I have to go through the process and you don't. And I think that's why we put like we changed some wording in the regs.
Okay.
The
I'll
last time
go,
we
I'll
did
go
it.
Through it. Yeah.
Just to try to like make it, you know, so that somebody cannot creatively, like, I built a hotel, but every room is 99 square feet and whatever, you know, like.
It's 1 inch apart.
Yeah.
There's a breezeway.
And woodsheds, like, is not as much that. It was just like.
Right.
So, that thought just left. Sorry.
Are you looking for the spot where it's.
Yeah.
I might be able to find it.
Good.
I don't remember.
Exactly. I did not know that. That's interesting. Boy, the mornings are certainly chilly.
We had a good frost this morning.
Very,
up on the mountain.
Yeah. Very chilly.
I mean, it happens every year. Every year I'm surprised. I like winter, though.
Can't fight it. Not if you're going to live up here, right?
Right,
exactly.
You got to learn to live with it, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How's everybody's water faring?
Ooh, yeah. How are you doing, Terry?
It's tough up there, but we still have water.
Do you have a spring, then?
We have a spring, Yeah, we have a spring probably about 600 foot from the house, about 100 foot more in elevation.
I think it's C.
It's a big concrete
so these
tile
are
with a lid on it. It's
exemptions.
It's high out of the ground.
100 square feet.
It has a strainer in there and a pipe, but, the water's dropped like 6 inches, it's given a little bit of an overflow, but most of the time our spring, we leave it on continually where it comes down into the house, gives us what we want, and then it runs on down the mountain, and you know, but we've had to shut it off because it'll drop.
It's not.
Start sucking air, and I know my friend up here, Bob Shea, I don't know if any of you know Bob, but his spring has been dry now for almost a month and a half.
Mine has too.
Really? And you don't have any water?
I have no water.
What are you doing?
We've been going to our camp for showering. We've been lugging water. My husband's been bringing 55-gallon drums of water and using that to flush toilets and do dishes, and then we go to our camp to shower.
Where's your camp?
In Newark.
Wow.
On Center Pond Road, yeah. Or my sister-in-law, she has been inviting us to go there and shower, but her husband's like, I see his facial expressions every time she's like, come on, you can come over and shower. And I see his face and I'm like, I think he's worried about his water as well. So we just go to our camp.
Are you on a spring or a well?
We're on a spring. Well.
How deep is it?
At camp, you mean?
No, here.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you know how deep it is?
No, it's not a well. It's a spring. Sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
It's not. I don't think it's very.
If it's a spring, yeah.
Because so the property next door, Bill I forgot his last name. My neighbor. Because he's got a little pond. That's pretty much almost dry.
Wow.
Yeah, our spring's an artesian, and it's usually boiling, you know. And now you don't even see no movement on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And you look at that little Hawkins branch coming down our road right before the ball filled, the little waterfall.
Yep, I was going to say
that. That's dry as a bone.
We have the same thing. So we have like a little mini river between our property and on the other side, which was the former, the Marcy's property. So there's like a little river stream, and then there's a it goes across the road, well, under the road, and then there's a, like a waterfall. There's nothing there. Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
How about you and Monica? Are you?
No, we haven't had any problem yet.
I don't know even how to tell how much is in our well.
Yeah, I was wondering, but they drilled, I think, a little over 300 feet down for ours, so I don't know. But like, we have a little brook just in the woods that has dried up a couple of times, and the guys down below us have a spring out of that, so I don't know. And I've been going down to the big brook, you know, that runs all down the road.
Yeah.
And at the lowest, I go down there like almost every day in summer. I take the dog down, and there was a point where it was like dripping. Like, and I know from all the, you know, the farmers that have lived there forever, they've said it's never, that brook has never dried up. Mm. But it was like,
we've never lost crazy water where we, I mean, we've gone through droughts before, but I mean, obviously this is by far the worst. Because we've never lost water before.
So I've been reading about like some of the VT Digger stuff with my Vermont history, and they said that August was the driest month since 1895 or something like that.
Yeah, we basically didn't get, we got one day of rain or something.
One day.
My brother was camping at the campground in Concord. I went to visit him. And it was raining. And I thought, oh, this is wonderful. So I'm driving home.
Motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn.
We're just second that.
Bye.